Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Koji Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. Tim van der Linden, the chairperson of the Malawi Tourism Council, looks at measures put in place to resuscitate the ailing tourism sector in this episode. This morning, I'll be speaking to Tim van der Linden, and he is the chairperson of the Malawi Tourism Council. In our interview with the Minister of Tourism, Dr. Michael Usi, he had mentioned, obviously, that they've been putting, the new government have been putting in place measures to ensure that the tourism sector is getting ready for the sector, or even assuaging your plight. Tim, can you tell us more about what's happening in the sector there in Malawi? Are you in Blantyre or you are in Lilongwe?
Yeah, Kojo, thank you very much. At the moment, I'm based in Zomba, a beautiful small city in the south of Malawi, former capital of Malawi, which is very close to Blantyre and also reachable to Lilongwe. That's just a few hours drive. In the tourism sector at the moment, it won't be a surprise if I tell you that the tourism is down. It's very bad at the moment. There is less tourists, and the only business most of the tourism operators have is from within the country. Some foreigners, some locals are traveling, but from outside the country, we're not receiving any guests at the moment, which is worrisome. However, and the Malawi Tourism Council and also the government is working hard to reopen the airplanes, the airports, visiting, receiving more airplanes, and hopefully some tourists are coming in. And apart from tourists, the Malawi tourism also relies a lot on experts traveling and foreigners. So we hope that they can come in as well.
Okay. So if you can give me a real sense of what your members are going through in terms of their plans, because I suppose you've been having some meetings yourself with the members and what you are doing, putting in place privately, because I know that, you know, the issues about protocols and the standard operating measures that you want to institute in conjunction with the Department of Tourism. Give me a brief of that.
Yes. Okay, Malawi tourism got hit once the virus outbreak got a bit more famous. So let's say beginning of March, and all the operators saw like a ridiculous increase in the numbers. Some numbers that time were up to cancellation up to 70-80%, which only got worse after Corona or the COVID-19 crisis also hit Malawi directly, which is right now going on. So most of the operators from March up to right now, they have cancellations up to 95%, not less than 85%. So the situation is very, very bad. We have 35,000 jobs on risk in the tourism sector in Malawi. There are lodges closing down, there's lodges sending the staff home. There's a few lodges who try to manage, and they said, okay, all the staff works 50% of the time, so we can keep everyone in board. However, also that is not sustainable at the moment anymore. And we are also very worried about prognosis. With the second wave coming in Europe, with South Africa being hit big time by the COVID-19, we are worried that this will take time, and most likely up to there's a vaccine, and there's a vaccine in Malawi. As a tourist, if you want to come into Malawi at the moment, you have to go first 2 weeks in self-quarantine, then you can have your holiday, and then if you travel out, most likely you have to go again in self-quarantine in your home country, which makes, for example, a holiday of 2 weeks and a trip of 6 weeks. And that is not convenient for the tourist, and that we receive very less bookings. We had a lot of cancellations. And once again, only the traveling, what happens is lumped by people who are already staying here, locals or foreigners who are based here for so many years, and they travel to the wild parks. But also there, the business is way less than normal, up to 95%. I think on average it should be between 80 and 90% of how it was normally. So it's reduced by 80 up to 90%. And now, at the moment, since last weekend, okay, before we had a few operators, like bigger hotels, lodges, they were still allowed to do conferences up to 100%. However, since last weekend, gatherings over 10% of over 10 persons is not allowed anymore by the government. So also that small source of income for the bigger lodges and entertainment places has gone. And at the moment, it's we're in crisis and it's very bad.
No, that's fine. Now I wanted to find out your position on that in terms of the self-quarantine and what was the day. So what is the position that you've been advancing to government to say that really is not sustainable?
Okay. We show our numbers to the government, and they understand that there's no business in the tourism sector at the moment. The only thing what is a bit painful to see sometimes is that there's now a gathering on meetings over 10 persons. It's forbidden to have a gathering, but there are still gatherings around, and lodges and whatever, they're not allowed to do it. But even if you walk in town, people, they don't take social distance, they just meeting, weddings are still there. And operators feel like, okay, this was like, you know, the last hope we had to have a few of gatherings together, meetings, conferences, but it's all not possible anymore. And yeah, it's very painful. The government knows about our issues. However, it's not only the Department of Tourism which is affected, or the tourism sector. There are so many sectors affected here for sure to the COVID-19 issues, that it makes for the government, it's like balancing, right? You cannot put everything on one sector. They have to balance out. And we hope that they also think about the tourism sector. We have good hope with the new minister. We have good hope that we will be accounted for and that they will consider our issues and our potential measures. We at the Malawi Tourism Council, we have proposed a few measures. We started with that already in March. And right now, we have added a few more messages which are represented last Monday to the minister himself and directly personal. A few of those messages are, for example, allowing gatherings together up to 50%, but also postponing of taxes which operators have to pay, postponing of licenses, for example, liquor license, operator license, etc., to all postpone those payments up to keep the cash flow high at the moment.
Okay, no, that's quite interesting. So, from what you're telling me now, clearly you can't even have domestic tourism because you're gonna have more than 10 people. Because the projection by experts is the fact that tourism's restarts, as we've seen different destinations even happening in Africa, will begin from domestic, regional, and international, as in the long haul. Now, you don't have domestic tourism going on right now?
No, less. Very less. And especially now with a ban on gatherings over 10 persons, it makes it very hard. So you have a few persons traveling for sure, but normally I think Malawi tourism survives like 90% on people from abroad, and now inbound it's worse. It's very less. So there's a few people traveling within the country, but from outside no one is entering.
So I mean, do you have a sense that you are not being listened to, in spite of the meetings you've had with the new minister and the tourism department? Do you get a sense?
No,
like that? Or at least the members get a sense like
no.
That.
No. I don't get a sense. I think the new minister and the Ministry of Tourism, they understand us very well. They are very open to us, but they're also limited because it's, as I said, it's not only the tourism sector which is hit. It's so many sectors and
transversal.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to make, I understand government, or we understand government as MTC, we understand government that they have to make decisions and they cannot always be in favor of tourism. But we are hoping that something will come out which will assist at least the tourism business. One good thing is going to happen. At the moment, our airports are closed, but it looks like within a week or two, they will be opened again, at least for a few days a week, from Lilongwe way. And hopefully, you know, it's a start of traveling. And it gives a little bit of
hope. I mean, it gives a little hope.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you're anticipating the opening, the reopening of the borders, what is the anticipated protocols that they want to put in place? Do you have a COVID test, a PCR test before you get to the destination? And when you get there, do you have to produce, or you have to undergo another test? Can you explain a bit on that?
As I mentioned earlier on, the airports right now, they are closed. And one of the conditions to reopen the airports in Malawi is that there should be rapid tests for everyone who's entering the country, and clear data on what the person is going to do and where is he going to stay for self-quarantine. Because it looks like at the moment that everyone who enters the country first has to go for 2 weeks in self-quarantine. However, that is not yet confirmed. But I guess that it should be like that. And then everybody has to do a rapid test. And for sure, we have to take measures on the airport, that social distance is possible, and that the flow, the outflow of new tourists or new passengers coming in, that goes smooth and fast. So the contact moments are very short and rare.
Okay, excellent. Now, from the council, how do you see the positioning of Malawi itself? Are you as a MICE destination? Are you looking at wildlife, or you are looking at a migration of other parts of tourism to as a destination?
Okay, Malawi has a great wildlife. Since a few years, the Big Five are visible in Malawi. We have a few national parks which management took over by African Parks, and honestly, they have done a great job. If you come to Malawi, there are lions, there's cheetahs, there's rhino, plenty of elephants, everything is there. And we really saw over the last years that the tourism sector got a very big boost from that, from the wildlife sector. However, also now in the wildlife sector, it is struggling, it is hard. And you know, you can say that the COVID-19 crisis came on a very wrong moment. But everyone thought like, okay, this year, next year, we're really going to pick the cherries out of this, and we're going to increase, and finally we are there, we're going to grow, and everything will be okay. And then the COVID-19 crisis came in, and everything changed. Apart from a fantastic wildlife, we also have a beautiful lake. Also called the Lake of Stars, it's beautiful. It's a freshwater lake, and it attracts a lot of people. So I think these are the main attraction points. So that's the wildlife parks, and the lake, the beautiful Lake Malawi, and we have a few nice places for hiking. For example, Mulanje Mountain, Zomba Plateau, Nika Plateau, which also attract a lot of tourists. Ideal for hiking, ideal for camping.
Okay. Do the Malawi Tourism Council believe in the position that domestic tourism will be the first to begin the restart of tourism? And if you believe in that, what are you planning, or what are you doing to be able to resuscitate if there is a domestic tourism sector in your country?
Yeah, we definitely believe that is the way to grow. Flights from outside, that definitely will take more time. And what we see here is that lots of lodges and tourism operators who are first focusing on international guests are looking more now to domestic tourism. However, we also have to be realistic that Malawi is an is a poor country. There's not many families who can afford traveling within the country. So therefore, the lake of potential customers or guests right now is very, very small, and everyone tries to, you know, put his fishing line in it and try.
In all of this, last week Kenya Airways announced that they're no longer flying to Malawi. And what is your position of the Tourism Council, or how does it even compound the problem?
Okay, Kenya Airlines has already postponed flying some months back, and we have heard that by within 2 weeks they will start again, and that's definitely a start. That is how things are starting, with small flights, short flights, and then, you know, trust has to go back to other potential customers, potential guests, and once the trust is back, we hope that more people will come, and also from further away. Malawi's target groups are clearly in Europe and Northern America, so most of the guests are coming from USA, Canada, the Netherlands, Belgium, Germany, France, England for sure, Sweden, Norway, and that is, you know, if you come from Norway and you want to travel to Malawi, you have to take so many airplanes and so many airports, and you have to cross different countries, and that makes it very hard. So we are very happy that, you know, Kenya is going to fly from Nairobi back to Lilongwe, Ethiopia will fly from others back to Lilongwe. So that's a start, but from there, most of the guests need to have an extra flight, and we are not sure how that goes. We don't have any influence on that for sure. It's all up to the flight companies and the countries how they manage it.
Okay, can you briefly expound on the point the minister made about suspending payment of tourism levy by operators as part of the measures to, you know, cushion or assuage the plight of the sector?
Yeah, so one of the measures taken by the Malawi government in March, so when the pandemic started, was to suspend tourism levy. Tourism levy in Malawi is a 1% tax which you pay to the government on your income, and it's meant to promote tourism in Malawi. Now I hear most of you thinking like, okay, 1% on your income, if you don't have income, you don't have to pay anything. That is very true. However, you pay it always a month later. So they suspended for March, so you don't have to pay it for that time. You didn't have to pay it for February, and in April you didn't have to pay it for March. So it released the sector a little bit, especially the small operators. But definitely that's not a solution to solving this issue and the pandemic and the affection on the tourism. However, it was the first gesture of the Department of Tourism, which was also easy to make, because the decision of this measure was made by the department itself, by the ministry itself, while some other measures, for example, reducement of fixed payments on electricity bills, on water bills, etc., that always involves different ministries, and that's why it takes a little bit longer. So yeah, the levy tax, it was a good start, it was something, but it's definitely not the solution.
Okay. As we wrap up our conversation, what do you think is one thing that you picked up as a council that you may want to use it as positives to drive tourism in the future in Malawi?
Okay, I think with the new ministry 2 days ago, they looked very enthusiastic. They looked very energetic. They have great ideas. We, as an MPC, we also got engaged over the last months with so many more concerned operators, but it creates a vibe. So definitely the vibe is not right at the moment, because it comes from something very bad. But I hope with this vibe, after the COVID-19 crisis, we can have this vibe, and we can keep this network, and we can keep this communication which we have, and then we put it in something positive. Then right now we are solving all problems, and we doing all our best. All the operators are concerned. Everyone in the ministry is concerned. Everyone at the MTC is concerned, and we're trying to work together. which I think we have never been that close altogether as a group. Now we are close because of the COVID-19, and I hope once the COVID-19 is over that we can remain that group and then can really look into the growth areas of the Malawi tourism.
Okay, so finally, if you like to have a conversation on the tourism sector, what is one thing that you would like to pinpoint that it should be instituted to help revive the sector?
Okay, I think everyone has a lot of concerns. Everyone has a lot of good ideas what to do in the Malawi tourism sector, but there's no real clear strategy. So I think it is very good to have like more stakeholders together and you know, go in one way that everyone knows, okay, this is what we're going to reach, have a clear strategy, and this is our aim. And I can see that right now coming with COVID-19 crisis, we are all getting our faces in the right direction, but we should continue with that also in the volume plans of the Malawi tourism.
Okay. It's a pleasure, Tim, to speak to you about development and how tourism on the guest side, and I hope that the sector will be ready to receive tourists when the borders are open for us to travel again.
Thank you very much.
All right. Pleasure.